I call the ordinance committee at 10:40. First up on the ordinance committee is PCO 16-20, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. This is Councilman Ricks, not drafted. What's your pleasure, Councilman?
Next available meeting in August, please.
I'll take that as a motion to hold to August 17th, I believe.
I believe so.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, who's making the motion?
That was Councilman Sinapi. I made the motion. Councilman Sinapi made the second.
Thank you.
All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. That closes the ordinance committee at 10:41.
Mr. President, we have public safety next.
Ready on public safety.
You can call the meeting to order.
Being polite. All right, public safety will convene at what time we got? 10:42. First thing, acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on February 3rd.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the claim of Mario DiDino of 19 Bratt Lane. The applicable one. Someone gets there first. Feel free to call out which part it's in.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you want to just do a motion to hold all seven unless we do a call to see if anyone's out there? Or how do you want to approach this?
We only do the call now if it's going to be opposition or if we have questions. There he is, Mario DiDino. He's a few into the packet. Approval was recommended in the amount of $217.37. Three estimates were provided. His affidavit appears to be filled out correctly. And his damage was on Commonwealth Avenue. Hit a pothole, which I'm pretty sure I've hit that pothole. So, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion on the claim by Mario DiDino?
I would move to grant approval in the amount of $207.98, that being the lowest of the three estimates or invoices.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next we have a claim of Tom Tynell of 4494 Post Road. It's immediately after Mr. DiDino's. Hit a pothole on Diamond Hill Road, causing damage to tire. Appears to be more than sufficient estimate-wise. I see three. I see approval of claim is recommended in the amount of $300. Affidavit appears to be filled out correctly. So do we have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action for approval in the amount of $300.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have the claim of Michael Ferreira. I believe it is the first one appearing in the binder. He's of 130 Pilgrim Parkway. He hit a sewer cap on Emmons Avenue. Approval was recommended in the amount of $520.94, which is the lowest of the three estimates he provided. It appears he filled out the affidavit correctly. So any questions from members of the committee?
A brief comment. I would say, looking at the department recommendation for the approval of the claim in the amount of $520.94, that it would be applicable to pay that amount as the lowest of the three estimates, because the statute that limits our authority to $300 on potholes is specific to potholes. That statute can be pulled up at section 24-8-35. And as this accident involved a sewer cap, that cap of $300 would not apply.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
I'm going to ask that we hold on this until we can get the person in, for the simple fact, I look at the pictures, doesn't seem that hubcap is very high. So I'm wondering if the car was modified, as in the shocks. The vehicle type certainly fits that description. They're saying it's a raised sewer. However, I'm looking at the picture and it doesn't seem to be raised too much for a car that hasn't been modified and lowered. So I'd like to give the person the opportunity to discuss that.
Sounds worth looking into. Any other comments from members of the committee? Any questions or comments from members of the council? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
My thinking is that because the department has investigated this and is to this committee acknowledging its liability, I believe that the department would have done its due diligence. I do see that the cap itself does not appear to be significantly elevated. I will certainly acknowledge my colleague's comments on that. However, I do see, and the pictures on this are not entirely clear, but if one also looks at the surrounding pavement, it does appear that that surrounding pavement is also on a bump. So I could certainly see how that could pose an issue, in which if a vehicle is street worthy, if it's properly on the street, it could still, bump, not just of the raised sewer cap itself, but also of the surrounding area being raised, how that could have affected a car's oil pan. Of course, I have not spoken with the constituent on this matter, or I would have mentioned so, but I think that the department's recommendation is sufficient for me, as well as that additional evidence.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I happen to concur with Councilman Howell on this issue. I actually observed the same issue with how much that sewer cover is raised. And I did a little bit of research on the ground clearance of that particular vehicle. And interestingly enough, from the year of this vehicle to a later model, there is a difference in clearance. However, the clearance of that particular year on that model is 5.2 inches from ground clearance. So I don't see that manhole being raised 5.2 inches or depression in the road giving that type of elevation. The other thing I found interesting was I don't see a police report in here. And I'm going to assume that when a vehicle loses all its oil, as was stated in this report, that the vehicle would have to be towed. And in addition to that, I don't see evidence of 5.5 quarts of oil surrounding that sewer cover or resonating or wicking away from it. So those are my concerns with this. So I would support Councilman Howe's request on this for additional clarity and documentation.
Yeah, just a few notes. I mean, you're right as far as the tow. One or more of the estimates does reflect that the vehicle had to be towed in. And I can see in the picture, albeit it's hard to tell, evidence of some oil on the ground, but I don't disagree. I don't see 5 quarts of oil. But I mean, this is potentially easy to resolve simply with an inquiry upon the claimant, as well as a nice drive by this area. So I don't think there's any harm in holding it. The claimant doesn't indicate that it would be detrimental in any way. And we've held things for worse reasons, frankly. Although, bear in mind, Councilman Ricks's points are all perfectly valid, and I agree that the department likely did do its due diligence and everything else. But whether we like it or not, we have a similar obligation. So I think we got to at least do a brief inquiry and go from there. Councilman Corley, do you have something? Because you're unmuted.
Oh.
Got it. And Councilman Ricks, I'm sorry.
I would not object to holding this to the next meeting, but I would want to simply add that accidents do happen all the time, especially the ones that involve one car that don't involve a police report being taken. The person may have just, and I'm speculating here, person may have just called AAA.
I think that's a very good point. I would not have called the police in this circumstances myself unless there was another vehicle involved. So I agree. That's a very good point. Does anyone else on the council have any questions or comments? Anyone from the public wish to speak on this? Anyone from the public wish to speak on this? Seeing none, do we have a motion to hold?
Move to hold to August 17th.
I got it.
You to get a PCR. It's PCR 6720.
Move to hold PCR 6720 to August 17th.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next. Claim of Mark Huel. My apologies to Mark for likely butchering his last name.
It is one also.
Two more after. Marks of 101 Louisiana Avenue. Limb of city tree fell onto his property, causing damage to fence and shrubs. He submitted 4 estimates, although one appears to be specific to trees. In the department recommended denial of the claim as the damage occurred during a windstorm event and thus an act of God, as there was no negligence on part of the city. I'm just reading from this in all fairness. His affidavit does not appear accurate, although I'd refer to the solicitor on that. He checked off the bottom box and didn't fill it out thereafter on the line. So that's a problem in and of itself.
Mr. Chairman, given the timing and the deficiency noted, perhaps it would be in order to continue the item to the next meeting in order to, you know, clarify any deficiencies in paperwork as well as proceed with the rest of the meeting. Because it does not, unless the constituent is present on the call at this time.
Seems like sound advice. Does anyone from the committee have any questions or comments?
No.
Anyone from the council have any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I deal with these type of insurance claims all the time, and I have never seen the property owner held responsible when a tree, for whatever reason, falls onto someone else's property and causes property damage to the adjoining property that is, in my experience, always been run through the homeowner's insurance who received the damage, whether it be a crushed car or crushed roof or crushed house. That's what's always been my experience. So just a point of information.
Point well taken. Anyone else on the council wish to make a comment or ask a question? Yes. Councilman Corley.
I have a point. In his description of the incident, says in the early a.m. on January 12, 2020, with close to 50 mile per hour windy weather conditions, caused the limb of the city tree across the street from my house to snap off and fall on my property, causing damage to my fence and two shrubs. So I guess that is the basis for the city's denial of the claim that it's an act of God.
Chairman, I'm going to recommend that we hold this to give the person an opportunity to come talk or to go further, but just for the motion of time, I would like to see if we could hold this.
Agreed. Anyone members of the public here wish to speak? Ideally, the claimant, if possible. Otherwise, I agree, we should just hold it.
We have two. The only two attendees are the two MIS members.
MIS members. I don't think. Yeah, I think they're out on this one. Okay, we're good. Anyone wish to make a motion?
Motion to hold?
Nope. PCR, you got to...
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
PCR 6820.
PCR 6820. Thank you.
Thank you. So motion made and seconded. I think you guys said aye.
Yep.
Aye.
Next is a claim of Sean Lavoie, 210 Greenhouse Road. Okay. Based on what I'm seeing already, we need a motion to hold.
Move to hold to August 17th.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded.
It's PCR 6920.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Claim of Eileen Lyon, 245 Juniper Road. Re-estimate submitted, pothole damage from Service Avenue. Approval recommended by the department for 183.84. Affidavit appears correct. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Wait a minute, there is no public. So, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action for PCR 70-20. In the amount of $183.84.
Seconded. That's 70 dash, I don't think that's 70-20.
Yeah, that one's not getting separated out yet.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry.
No worries. All right, motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's it on the consent ones. We have also PCO 15-20, ordinance in regards to the installation of a no parking sign on Parkside Drive, erected 30 feet south of the intersection of Pleasant View Road. Councilman Corley, it's not drafted.
I would ask to hold that to August 18th. I thought there was a draft, but if we don't have it, it should be held.
Sponsors requested it be held. Is there a motion?
Motion to hold to the next meeting.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then PCR 57-20, resolution in regards to erecting stop signs at Winthrop Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive and Landon Road at the intersection of Parkside Drive. Councilman Corley, this is not drafted.
Same request.
Do we have a motion?
Move to hold to August 17th.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Lynn, correct me if I'm wrong, but that looks like it's it.
That's it.
All right, so public safety is done.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, just wanted to, for my record, PCO 1520 and PCR 5720, both are being held till August 17th, moved by Councilman Ricks and seconded by Council Howe in unanimous votes.
Sounds correct.
right. Thank you.
All right, so public safety is done at 11 p.m. on the dot.
Okay, I will call the Intergovernmental Committee starting at 11:01. Let's see. I see.
PCR 58-20, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. That's the first one I have, 5820, which is a resolution extending a commission to review and make recommendations to Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances entitled Animals and Fowls. This is Councilman Ricks's.
Mr. Chairman, for correction, real quick, I'm sorry, Councilman Ricks, that's item number two. Item number one is PCR 58 after we approve the minutes.
If I may clarify.
I'm sorry, 58-20.
Okay, we have no minutes, so I just read 58-20 was a resolution extending a commission to review and make recommendations, Chapter 4 of the ordinances entitled Animals and Fowl. And I have a question for Councilman Ricks. 59-20 appears to be a similar. I don't know if they're meant, one is meant to replace the other, if they're both two standing alone. Can you advise me?
There was in the earlier version of the agendas, the latest agenda, which was filed on time with the Secretary of State's office. I believe that the new version was filed on Thursday or Friday. It does make clear that 58-20 is entitled, as Councilman Howell read it, a resolution extending the sunset clause of the Tax Relief Commission, PCR 10519, to June 30, 2021. And on that item, I would just say that our work was delayed due to COVID-19, and I would request a favorable action to extend the sunset clause.
Okay. So Councilman Ricks, just to be clear, 5820, are you going forward on that, or are you withdrawing that?
I would request a favorable action.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
The next item is PCR 59-20, a resolution.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
On PCR 5820 is correctly posted on the agenda about the Tax Relief Commission. We do need to make a clerical edit to the contents of the document itself. And I believe this amendment has come from the sponsor himself. And it is on page one of the document, lines 12 to 14, where we would delete the words, review and make recommendations to Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances entitled Animals and Fowl, and replace it with examine possible means of tax relief for Warwick property owners through tax exemptions.
Okay. Will someone propose a motion to amend?
Motion to amend.
Second.
Okay. And on the motion to amend, which was just read into the record by the solicitor, what can I have a motion? Motion to pass the amendment.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor? Aye. Aye.
Okay. As amended, we should revisit our vote and reconsider it and. We have a motion to pass it as amended.
Motion to pass as amended.
Second.
I would, Mr. Chairman, if you would just make sure there's no questions from the public before proceeding.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any questions from the public or any questions from anyone else on the city council? Hearing none, we'll go forward on the vote on the amended PCR. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The next item is PCR 59-20, a resolution extending a commission to review and make recommendations to Chapter 4 of the Animal, Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances entitled Animals and Fowl. Councilman Ricks.
Here we were first delayed as a commission due to our former council solicitor moving on and not completing his review and recommendations to the commission before moving on, and then again due to COVID-19. So I would request favorable action.
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor? Mr. Chairman.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I would note that in both instances, the titles of the documents and the dates within the documents themselves do not align. So if I could ask the sponsor of both resolutions on the tax commission, Councilman Ricks, what was the intended end date? And the same question for the intended animals and fowl commission, because in the titles of the documents, they say one thing and they contradict with the contents of the resolution themselves. So if you could clarify that, please.
Thank you for catching that. Obviously, I wasn't drafting these documents, but I'm glad that you were on top of this. So for PCR 58-20 relating to the Tax Relief Commission, the intended date for the extension would be June 30th, 2021. And for the Chapter 4 Commission, the intended extension would be through December 31st of this year, 2020.
Okay, with that in mind, not to get in the way here, but Mr. Chairman, on the first item, we would need to make another amendment to the or to expand the prior amendment to 5820 to change line 26 of 5820 to read June 30th, 2021, where it currently says December 31, 2020. If someone could move that amendment to match the sponsor's intent.
Move to amend.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As amended, is there a motion for favorable action?
Move for favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Aye. On PCR 59-20, the date should read, what was the date again?
December 31, 5820, June 30th, 2021.
So, Mr. Chairman, the item here would need an amendment to line 30 to change June 30, 2021 to December 31, 2020 to meet the sponsor's intent.
Okay, on the amendment to December 31, 2020, do I have a motion?
Motion made.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On the amended PCR 5920, I have a motion for favorable action.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Any questions from the public?
Oh, any questions from the public? Any questions from the council? Do we have a vote on the motion for favorable action? Aye.
Did you just vote, or did we make a motion?
No, we made a motion. I believe the motion passed.
Yep.
And then I was going back to a motion for favorable action for 5920.
Motion for favorable action 5920.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't see anything else. Is there anything else that I'm missing on intergovernmental?
That's it.
I believe that concludes committees.
Council President, if I may suggest, we push the two time-sensitive items to the top of the deck.